Allow me to dial you in, to give you the first tones of a simple and easy melody, one that resonates with everything you know of trance. Net, net, pet. There are parts of you that understand that there are levels up and down, there are levels of trance. And to enumerate these is often quite useless, but to understand that those levels are there allows us later to apply our own numbers, our own understanding. Everything I say which follows applies to your experience of trance, and I'll go over a few ideas about how they can vary later on. Your mind follows and falls. Think about the internal mechanism of your brain, the wiring of you. There are many tools, machines, components in there. Levers, switches, buttons, dials. And drifting into trance is as simple as moving some switches, pushing some buttons, turning some dials. But knowing exactly when each machine is being used is important. Knowing exactly when each of those mechanisms is to be interacted with. Am I just pushing a button, saying a trigger, slowly pulling a lever down? Am I gently, tactilely taking your arm, lifting it up, dropping it down, watching as the pressure gauge goes down, as all the pressure and tension in your body departs? Or are we using a different machine today? And am I interacting with it indirectly through speaking to you, at you, with you? Or am I reaching out and actually touching it, tracing my fingers around it? Or, even more powerfully for our purposes, is my voice finding its way into the machinery and making the wheels turn somewhat differently, the teeth interlock somewhat differently? Am I encouraging the dial to turn? And understanding where you are in trance is actually a byproduct first of learning that trance is not a linear up and down. Think of it as an elevator where the floors are randomly assigned to what they mean for you, and we derive meaning. What I put a number on probably had a symbol once, or an ancient principle so old that it only has an influence over parts of the body directly, a vote in the deep red committee of your decision making. No name or word or number at all. And so if I speak to you, I will take certain things and I will give them meanings, because we both admit that I am using the systems of you that exist already in order to work with you, so all the things that pass through you truly do pass through you to that control room, that engine room, and tweak things there, move things there, give you things that you can care about, incorporate, utilize, and that can be utilized on, and upon, and within, and throughout you. And there are certain elements to utilizing these, certain delicate understandings you need to be trained in. And so I am going to fractionate you, raise you up, drop you down, raise you up. I will at first make quite small changes in how far down I invite you to be, and I do invite you to be there to relax, to ease, to breathe in, breathe out, allow body and mind to slide into a place that we find together, and we are finding together the best ways for you to go and come back, for your mind to go lower and lower down, and then up, up with me here to where I am, since I didn't intend for you to go that deep yet. Follow, fall. Your mind feels the awareness, reveals the truth. You are using musculature and focus, fixation, that limited and precious resource, the attention span, which is much more abundant when you know you're going to be titillated, tempted, excited by what follows. That excitement belongs squarely in you. But the way my words make you feel belongs to both of us. It's something I'm deliberately helping to reveal in you, so please, I invite you to think of your experience in trance prior to now in the domain of all the dials and switches and buttons and levers that make up you and the fabric of you. as I reach out, and I choose just one from among the many in view. A dial in you, a dial rather like a safe dial, big, well lubricated, freely turned and turnable, easily moved with the numbers 1, deep and 2, deep and 3, deep and 4 and 5 and 6, deep, 7, 8, 9, deep, 10, 11, deep, 12, 13, 14, 15, deep, 16, 17, 18, deep, 19, 20, through 25, through 30, all of them deep, 32, 34, 35, 40, drifty, dropped, 41, 43, 45, dropped, 47, 49, dropped, 51, drifty, 53, drift. 57, drifty, 64, drifty, 65, 70, drifty, drifting, 75, induced, suggestible, but focused, 80, 85, more awake, more alert, 87, 89, more alert, but aren't there muscles holding you up in trance in the first place? Each and every one of the numbers on that dial, 91, 93, is between wakefulness and depth, and your hand is on it all the time, or at least the implications of 95, 97, of your waiting mind. But there are deeper parts of you, 99, 100, then understand that even though you are awake, you so much enjoy dropping down in the first place that it's an easy thing to call and beckon you into the depths. It is an easy thing to drag you down where you belong, down to a place I'm always at when I'm speaking these, to a place familiar and imbued with a certain amount of ease, a place you are dragged to but journey to willingly, willfully, deliberately, as numbers flick you up and down that dial which turns oh so smoothly, and the right combination is upon there, because sending you from wakefulness down, every number you hear is the level of trance that you journey to, down, and the deeper you go, the further you are from the surface, but your waking mind is there, ready when you hear a 97, 98, 99. Can you imagine what 99 might be like? To just feel the barest edge of the tendrils of trance, but don't they bespeak such potential? Don't they bespeak what could be? Aren't they tempting in their own right, knowing that you could be deeper down, could sink deeper down, easy to follow, 99, 98, 97, and there's the natural progression. But couldn't you playfully be dropped 60, then back to 70, so you feel the plummet, and then the soft rising fall back to 70, and 81, and 92, and then right back to 99, where you've had the most delicious taste of trance, but haven't been allowed to stay there. Yet, wouldn't your yearning make the deepness deeper and the rises more shallow? Wouldn't your deepest place ultimately get deeper still as your muscles exhaust, as the muscle of attention becomes lax, as its tension departs and there's only attention left, attention that must be paid, attention to fixate and focus, all of your days and all of the ways that you want to focus, fixated upon my words, your will focused, your mind unfixed, you here with me, feeling a bit of a conditioned response there, don't you? Because counting down already means something, but counting up so quickly, to feel the hazy imposition of trance fade from your mind and find that you are here, awake, alert, again, knowing you could plummet for a great deal of gain. When you hear numbers, your mind goes to the place in the order that the numbers flow to. 50 is moderately deep. 45 is deeper than that. 35 is fairly deep. 20 is quite deep. And 10 is that last 10 seconds of wakefulness before the temptation to drop into a truly deep trance overtakes you beyond thought, beyond limit, into the depths and the void. And then 9 and then 8 are lower and lower, and 7 and 6 are lower and lower, nearer and nearer, to the point of oblivion. The zero of oblivion, and you've heard the number, and your mind drops there, drops to the place where languid musculature overtakes you, where your mind is deluged, emptied out, body and brain emptied out, and you left there, pliable, suggestible, the deepest elements of trance, all the things normally buried behind a 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, but compared to zero, even jumping up to 10 is quite a bit up, to 20 is quite a bit up, and when you are raised and lowered, raised then dropped, then raised, then dropped, you find yourself non-stop sliding into the tranced place where you dance your mind down to oblivion, down to the void, down and then up and down and then up. And what if I wanted to interact with you and have you do a few things? What if I want you to move around? What if I want you to act on impetus 50, 60, and then you can do things with that gliding, mindless movement flowing through, following through, mind, eyes gone down, deep, heavy, weighty, empty brain. But some consideration does remain, that dial inside your mind that my hand may find, and then move left, right, up, down, winding through, up and down, 10, 9, 8, 80, 90, oh, you're all the way back up, oh, and suddenly the eyes flutter open and you look just that little bit, put out for even a moment. You were having such a lovely time down in the 8, 9, 7, 6, 7, 10, 10. And of course, it doesn't always have to be number after number after number after number. If you hear one, it sets your awareness, sets your trance to that level, and there it stays. But the wonderful thing about that is, when you're going to trance, so often you have to be given things to do, things for your mind to dance around and act upon, things to let you self-exhaust, self-trance, auto-hypnotic techniques where maybe you trail your fingers over your skin, drawing little patterns, or you repeat mantras that begin in wakefulness and end in the deep places. But with the number you're supposed to keep yourself at, you are being asked to correct yourself. If you're told 10, well, you know that's not completely mind gone. You know that's not completely blank, completely, utterly, debilitatingly, pleasantly pliable and deep to the point of immobility and watering eyes and deepened breathing and blank, heavy, exhausted musculature. But it's close. It's nearly there. It's incredibly close. Every moment that you are counted down to there. So we don't want you to end up there by accident. You don't want to end up there by accident. You want to end up there deliberately. A deliberate action that drills your mind down deep, counts your mind to where it should be. And the thing about holding yourself at a given level is that if you're doing it deliberately as part of what you're supposed to do, as part of a little mission for you, numbers on. It's that simple. Once the numbers are on, the hand is on the dial. Once the hand's on the dial, any number you hear moves you up or down through trance, through the dance of up and down, mind and body, will and awareness, up and down, and 10 to 9, all the way to 0. Zero. And if you're set at zero, well, what do you have to do? Anytime you find yourself rising up, you use all the tools that exist in you to drill you back down deep, back down asleep, back down to where you were. Zero. Zeroed. Mindless. Thoughtless. Awareness gone. But if I set you to 10, that's even better, isn't it? 10. So if you go up to 11, you have to gently press yourself back down. And if you go down to 9, you have to gently bring yourself back up, self-fractionating moment by moment. Anytime you're not at zero, you are using all your mental muscles to keep yourself from going down. And anytime you're at 100, it's more difficult still, because you must not let even the thinnest, tiniest bit of trance leak out. Because if you desire to trance, that's enough. That's the thin edge of your dropping. The mere desire to go down. What would it be like to be completely and utterly risen to the surface? To be without a single impulse in you to go down, to be completely aware, and then suddenly you remember what it's like to want to go down, because 99, now the edge of the edge of the want to be deep is right there, and you can sleep deeper, 80, 70, 60. If you're at 60, holding yourself in that middle range, wouldn't it take so much effort? Wouldn't it take so much imposition of the musculature of the mind, the attention of you, the intention in you, attending to what you need to do to stay right where you are, right where you belong, all night long, for as long as you're there, 60. And of course, while you're in that state of trance, other ideas can be pushed across your awareness. You are suggestible, pliable, biddable, all the things you'd normally be in a moderate level of trance, all the things you'd normally be if you were in the middle of the range of your dropping, where you end up if you're induced, if you're dropped, if you are given an awareness that you can go all the way down slowly, methodically, constantly, all the way down to 60. And once you're there, going deeper or rising higher are things you have to actively prevent with the muscles that you use for attention, for focus, for awareness, for up and down, for attentiveness to my words or to your own or to the words you're being trained on, drilled on, conditioned on, and your mind becoming fuzzier, more pleasantly disoriented, more drifty up and down every second of the way, every second, even as I say 50, 40, once the numbers are on, once that is said, your mind is watching for them, vigilant for them, numbers on, then your mind is watching for 10, for 12, for 20, and if you happen to get a number between 1 and 100 in your environment, suddenly the mind is there. You could even write down a zero on a piece of paper and try not to look at it, try not to get caught in it, and as I said, zero, you bounce down to that place, unaware, deeper down, unaware. And then when I say 100, you rise up to the fresh air, up to the surface, up to the furthest extent upward that you could go to. And when you end up back up there, you have used up so much of your musculature just to be able to be there. So much of your energy ending in exhaustion. So much of the exhaustion of the mind's resources ending up in you rebounding even lower the next time you hear 10, 9. But you know you're supposed to hold yourself up. You know you're supposed to keep yourself from the deepest 7, 6 layer and level. You are supposed to keep yourself up just enough that you don't quite submerge to 0, 0, 1, and you have to claw yourself up from the abyss, 2, 3, and every time you go to 0, it's a deeper 0. That scale is a sliding scale, a scale that moves down and up. So what 0 means and what 100 means slides, because naturally dragging the bottom of that scale lower and deeper as the session goes on longer, numbers on, and suddenly 10, 9. It's a deeper 10, a deeper 9 each time as you use your energy and your musculature, as you use your focus to go up and down. The 100 moves with it. The scale is an absolute scale from 0 to 100, and your 100 is now groggier, sleepier, deeper, more susceptible, more pliable, more suggestible. The more you go down, the more going up is another kind of down. Your ups are lower. Every plunge drags the 0 deeper, and therefore the 100 deeper with it. And each time you go up, you have less energy to push toward the surface. So while your deepness, your 10s and 9s are so practiced, so eloquent that they may remain signals of just how deep and pliable you can become again and again, your 99s and 98s are a little fuzzier. And even your 100 will eventually no longer contain none of the desire for deepness, the way it did at the very crisp beginning. Your slow slide, numbers on, means that every time you're given a number to go to, that is the digit of your state. That is the level of your trance. From 100 at your fullest, most wakeful, which, just like it does during the day when you get more tired, more fatigued and exhausted, when your muscles get lazier and more inundated with their relaxation, So too, as the trance goes on, as the play goes on, the scene, the day, your 100 is a little more relaxed, a little less alert, and your 0 is deeper, as though the process of up and down, 10, 20, 30, 10, 9, 8, the up, down, up, aware, try to move your hand to notice it's falling because you're falling, the up and down of it becomes more and more relaxed and tenderized, allowing you on your descent, in your sinking, to sink to further places normally unplumbed. The fractionated up and down, the slide along the scale of you, carries you up, carries you down, and you know what you'll do, and you'll learn when the numbers are on, the hand is on the dial, and any number from any source dials you through. And when they're off, they're off, but when they're on, you're down and up, up and down, pliable and alert, so sure that at 100 you can easily stay up, because of course you're completely unhypnotized there. But if that's true, then why does the 10 dunk you the way it does? Why are you, the deeper you, in an instant, instead of needing a slow, insidious induction? Why are you so good at this, if you're not just tranced all along? Isn't the up and down enough to tire out the muscles that let you go up, while the ones that let you go down are getting out of the way and softening as you slide deeper into yourself to refuges beyond, to places further inside, because the softening musculature gets out of the way. Your unclenched thoughts as you hit 10 and 9 and 8, as you slide to 7 and 6, and if you're made to drag yourself 60, 70, 80, and then just left at 80 where you can't quite go deeper because you're required to stay mostly awake, but you also can't go higher because you're required to stay a little bit down. It's like the number is the chance that any thoughts get out of your head at all. At 100, all your thoughts flow smoothly. At 90, maybe there's 10% packet loss. At 80, maybe more thoughts become muddled and muddied, muzzy, fuzzy, deep, dark and simple. At 70, maybe 30%. At 60, maybe 40%. 65, maybe 35%. The idea is going up and down, finding it difficult to escape as they sometimes just get lost in the void within. Some of your ideas vanish, but that's okay because the numbers are there to let you know it is okay to be at this level of trance. It is in fact expected to be at this level of trance. It is completely all right to be here. And so you stay there, at whatever level you're at, knowing that any thoughts you lose are intended to be lost and you've been put down at this deep place in the first place. Even if the deepness is only one, that means only the tiniest sliver remains between you and complete, oblivious, deep, blank, be blank, and deep. That's how you'll be. But then at the higher levels, the waking up of it all, the 99, only a very rare thought will be lost. Only a very occasional thing will vanish. But it's enough to know you're not completely alert, not completely awake, and if you've been bouncing 1 and 2 and 20 and 30, 3 and 4 and 30 and 40, up and down through the cycle you've been dragging, your line, your window, your 1 to 100 cycle, up and down further still, and the deeper down it gets dragged, the lower you are, even when you think you're completely awake, and you do only think that, except when you're dropped out and think nothing at all. The longer it goes, the better it feels. The better it feels, the more it reveals about how you think about your levels of trance. That dial being spun, that dial being spun back, that dial being turned to exactly the number you yearn to feel, because don't you want your mind to be bounced back and forth through a cycle that reinforces just how good you are at being at each and all and every one of those places? For there are many ups and many downs, and every enumeration is an opportunity to practice being at that exact number, to build the anchor into your mind, to be bounced back and forth 1, You're at one. You're at the ragged edge of your body's complete sublime exhaustion, right on the boundary, right on the borderline, the liminal space between, yes, you're completely gone, and there are some fragments, remnants of you, that still think they're a person's mind. When the numbers are on, any exposure to that digit takes you to that number, up or down. You know what the range means, you know how the dial slides, and you get more and more practice, which you can then catalog inside. If you're left at 40 with only 60% of your thoughts vanishing, with your mind reduced in power, but your thoughts increased in focus, attentive, deep, hypnotized. It's going to happen. You could roll a die, run a random number generator, you're eventually going to be as deep as you can get. And being deep is going to cause you to slide down, slip down. What if you rolled a number between 1 and 100, knowing you'd never roll a 0, 0. 1 and 2 and 4 and 8, sliding up, you can practically visualize the waveform of you going upward. 16, 32, 64, 100, it caps out at 100, 90, 80, 40, 20, sliding right back down, 10, 2, down, deep, you, practically asleep, every number inundating, finding its way, dosing you, turning and titrating the power in your mind, so you find yourself as far down as you can go. And you know where you're going to go. You get practice, you get anchors, you get more and more of your mind deep inside, locked to the place inside your head, locked to the space of each number, and the space between the numbers as you slide one to the next, one to the next, two to the next, three to the next, five, six, eight, 16, 32, 40. A nice place to be. You move back and forth between it in your mind as it pops between waking and sleeping, and no doubt there's a point you consider yourself basically able to do things. Maybe it's 90, maybe it's 80, but you could do simple, safe tasks, couldn't you? And then suddenly if you drop to 40 or 30, you'd be staring, you'd be zoning out, you'd be blanking out, you'd be showing hypnotic indicia, you'd be showing all the signs of trance. Your mind would dance and try to find the way to slide upward, try to find the pathway, try to find the labyrinthine passages between 29, back up to 30, back to 31, but it's a long way to 80, to 90, 30, 32, 33. You're so far away from doing something. Maybe you're there as some non-essential task goes undone before your eyes because you saw or heard 30, 20, and the numbers on. With the numbers on, you know how susceptible you can become. With the numbers on, you know where your mind can end up, where it can be done. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Again, again. Every single second, every single moment you slide between and to, and if you try to slide upward, you'll find that you slide back down, relaxing utterly. Try to slide too deep and you'll wake up a little, sliding upward. Good. Perfect. 40. Hanging out there. Floating there. Hanging out there. Floating there. Waiting there. You are there. And you're ready there. When the numbers are on, every number you hear sets the level you're at. And when you're at that level, sliding between levels and states, ways of thinking, abilities to think, because sometimes you don't think, you just listen and sink instead. Instead, your mind slides inside, falls in time, and you end up connected, wired in, absolutely able to begin. 10, 9. And the melody flows through, moving, sliding, that simple waveform line you can see going up and down, all the different levels deep inside. And when you are fully aware, all you have to do is let the reminder of how you feel when you drop into trance reveal that you're actually 50, 40, so close to halfway gone, then closer to sliding even further down, all along 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7. Listen well. Let me help. And it will all be clear. When the numbers are on, you learn to slide to right where you're supposed to be. And now you know that dial's just there. But you can do with learning again and again. So you're ready to play every time it's 10 and 9. Every time it's 10 and 8 and 6 and 4 and 2 and 1 and 0. Deep. Good. And now you know.